Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Taking your calls live. 406-294-0970. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Oh, man, now we got a Butte St. Patrick's Day preview story on our Montana Talks website, thanks to our friend Tommy O. Tommy O'Neill in Butte, America. This isn't just a preview of what to do on St. Patrick's Day. This is a preview of what to do leading up to St. Patrick's Day in Butte. So anyway, check that one out on our Montana Talks website right now. Yeah, St. Patrick's Day is already coming up. I think it's on Monday is when St. Patrick's Day is happening this year. And one of my favorite don't worry, there's a bigger point behind this song as well. One of my favorite songs to play, not just on St. Patrick's Day. I even like, you know, if I'm at the gym and I got a workout playlist going, I love working out to this song. It's not just a great St. Patrick's Day song, but it's a great, you know, pump you up for the workout kind of song. There's some other, like Floggin' Molly. Who's the other one? That has some great Irish songs. Caden, I know we were playing them on Spotify the other day at the Cigar Lounge. I'm trying to think what the Flogging Molly. You got the Dubliners. What's the other one that I'm forgetting right off the top of my head? Anyway, here's one by the Dubliners. This one is a great St. Paddy's Day pub song, but it's also a great workout song, if you ask me.
God save Ireland, save the heroes. God save Ireland, save the heroes. The gallows tree swung the noble heart of three by the vengeful tyrants stricken in their bloom. But they met him face to face with the courage of their race, and they went with souls undaunted to their doom. God save Ireland, save the heroes.
People singing along with their Irish coffees this morning. But that song came to mind last night because I saw the news. Jesse Waters had shared the news on Fox last night on his program that Rosie O'Donnell, the angry radical leftist former comedian Rosie O'Donnell, she didn't even need an app for that. She didn't even need the CBP One app or the MDT One app that we joked about yesterday. Rosie O'Donnell has self-deported to Ireland. That's where she's camped out now. So, yeah, God save Ireland from Rosie O'Donnell. But then apparently Ireland has just been kind of a mess of late anyway. They've got some wacko leaders. They've also been impacted by mass migration into Ireland. So Ireland's all sorts of Dropkick Murphys. Exactly. Andy and Whitefish, thanks for the flash traffic on that one. He's exactly right. Dropkick Murphys. That's one of my favorite playlist for working out for Butte St. Patrick's Day, or frankly for any day. Thanks to Andy and Whitefish for that quick message. I knew somebody would have it right at their fingertips there. Dropkick Murphys is one of the best, you know, St. Paddy's Day playlists to throw on there. But yeah, God Save Ireland, another great one. But Rosie O'Donnell self-deported, and she didn't even need an app for that.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. A mix of clouds and sunshine develops today with highs ranging from the upper 60s in Billings to the mid-50s in the Bozeman area. For tonight, we can expect partly to mostly cloudy skies, low temperatures from the mid-30s to around 40. And then on Thursday, with mostly cloudy skies, some rain showers move in, especially into the Bozeman vicinity. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly.
Securing America.
It sounds like something out of an action movie, altering a soldier to make them faster, stronger, and more resilient. But there's a project working on doing just that. It's called the Defense Advanced Research Project Agency's Red Blood Cell Factory Program. They're working on a medical device that would put a biologically active component into someone's red blood cells, which would hopefully help a soldier overcome an injury or illness in the field and help them to operate in harsh environments. They started the 21-month program last year in which researchers will also take into account the ethical, legal, and societal implications. The program's managers saying that the current state of the art to maintain and protect warfighters operating in extreme environments or facing potential threats requires administration of pre-exposure prophylaxis or post-exposure medical countermeasures, hoping to deliver a knowledge product and a medical device prototype. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
If you miss 1 second of Montana Talks, don't worry. We've got all 4 hours of the show on the Montana Talks app, or you can get the podcast on Spotify as well. Here's else what you get on our Montana Talks app. We've got content contributors across the state and across the region, and I put at least 2 news stories a day on the Montana Talks website, commentary pieces as well, so check it out. All your headlines, all the audio, and much more with contributors across Montana on the Montana Talks app.
You're listening to Montana Talks, bringing truth and freedom to Montana. Here's your host, Aaron Flint.
Ah, yes, thanks to Andy and Whitefish for the reminder, Dropkick Murphys. That's one of my favorites, especially because, you know, I served overseas with some incredible soldiers from Boston, and so it always reminds me of them. I think Dropkick Murphys, I think I had that. Remember back in the day when you had Caden's only 24, so he's going to be like, iPod. What do you mean iPod? What is that? Yeah, remember back in the day when you had the iPod and that's how you had to get all your music and store all your music. And so I just remember riding on those little buses, you know, through Kuwait before we flew into Iraq, and you'd throw in your headphones and play your little iPod playlist. And that's so Dropkick Murphys was definitely on that highlight. Here we go, though. I got to play at least this one for you here as we gear up for St. Paddy's Day in Butte. I think Dropkick Murphys, has Dropkick Murphys ever done, like, they should maybe do a remake of this song, but make a Butte version, or just, you know, just write and record an entire new song about Butte. Anyway, here you go. This is I'm Shipping Up to Boston by Dropkick Murphys. The lyrics are great too, but just the instrumental part right there alone is always incredible. We had that for bumper music for a little while. We're trying to work with our higher ups. They're saying, oh, just use generic music so that your podcast can go on YouTube. I don't care about freaking YouTube. We don't have a video podcast right now. Why do we freaking care about freaking YouTube? They can go to the Montana Talks app. They can go on Spotify, whatever give me a break. It's like, but anyway, that's an ongoing battle. Because, again, wouldn't it be fun to have, like, that Dropkick Murphys there as some bumper music? Breaking news update here. Caden does know what an iPod is because his mom had an iPod Nano. So that's so he's only familiar with an iPod because his mom had an iPod Nano that they used for a trip one time. That's pretty funny. All right, yeah, Rosie O'Donnell is self-deporting. She's already self-deported her arse to Ireland, just like so much of the other mass migration that apparently is ruining Ireland. God save Ireland, because Rosie is already there.
Rosie O'Donnell would still be living in America.
I'm here in Ireland, and it's beautiful and warm, not physically, it's actually quite cold. Moved here on January 15th, and it's been pretty wonderful. In the process of getting my Irish citizenship, as I have Irish grandparents, when, you know, it is safe for all citizens to have equal rights there in America, that's when we will consider coming back.
Kevin McCarthy is the former Speaker of the House. Can you believe Rosie has left the country?
Well, as an Irish American, I'm excited as an American, but as Irish, she kind of destroyed St. Patrick's Day for Ireland or gave them a reason to drink till they're drunk.
Poor Rosie. She says she's coming back, though, so I'm sure we'll be ready to accept her. I'm not sure if she'll get through customs, but we'll see how she does. Kevin,
does she know the border's secure now? She could have a hard time getting back.
I hope she brought her passport with her.
Yeah, anyway, there you go. X.com/Aaron Flint. I shared that clip last night, and the first thing I thought of when I saw it was, God save Ireland. God save Ireland. Rosie, it will never be safe to come back. It will never be safe to come back. Who else? I thought we had another. Oh, yeah, here we go. Stephen Miller was on Hannity's show last night. Let's sneak this one in here as well.
It's something that I think all Americans can rejoice and enjoy. So, again, just another example of President Trump delivering for the American people. Now, you put another clip that I think I need to comment on, too. Congresswoman Elise Slotkin attacking and insulting American voters for choosing the path of change, choosing the path of greatness, choosing the path of overthrowing a failed bureaucracy and a failed ruling class, and instead voting for a safe border, for safe cities, a thriving economy, for an America First foreign policy. If the Democrat strategy is to attack, demean, ridicule, and insult voters, they'll be relegated to permanent minority status. President Trump celebrates voters. He honors Americans. He loves Americans. He sees his job as serving the American people above any other consideration every day. The Democrat message is American voters are dumb. Our message is American voters are dead right, and they will get the change they deserve. They will get the change they voted for.
All right, there you go. Yeah, Stephen Miller first was commenting on Rosie O'Donnell self-deporting herself out of the country because of the election of Donald J. Trump, and Stephen Miller saying just another service President Trump has provided for the American people. And then if you haven't heard the remarks by Slotkin, is it Senator Slotkin now in Michigan? She's like the Patty Murray of Michigan. Oh, brother. Oh, for Pete's sake. She was basically saying that Americans, as we approach our 250th birthday next year, that we're like teenagers right now, and our brains haven't fully developed. That's her commentary on the American people rejecting her party and the train wreck they created in the November elections. That's her reaction, is saying that you're teenagers without brains that have fully formed. These are the people that want to chop body parts off of kids, and that's what they say about you.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
Perhaps we can't be blamed for our poor understanding of Social Security. From its inception in 1935, it's been described in terms that were consciously intended to mislead us. It was called insurance. The taxes collected to pay for it were called contributions. We didn't receive payments from the dole. They were entitlements that we earned, paid out from a trust fund. That spin no longer works. Most of us know that Social Security is a pay-as-you-go system. We're not getting paid what we put in the past. We're simply getting the tax dollars being collected from younger people and their employers today. And it does have aspects of a Ponzi scheme, where the earlier participants who are collecting now are getting a much higher return than current workers will receive. But Ponzi schemes go bust, and that is not Social Security's fate. Lower birth rates over time have effectively lowered the program's ability to fund the bigger returns that used to be funded by ever larger numbers of working-age taxpayers. That's no longer sustainable, but the program will go on. I'm Patrick Buck.
Brought to you by the University of Montana Bureau of Business and Economic Research.
I'm Chad Pilgrim with the Speaker's Lobby. If it's taken you a few days to adjust your body clock since the weekend time change, I have someone you can blame. Congress. Politicians have the power to dictate time. Article 1, Section 8 of the Constitution grants Congress the power to fix the standard of weights and measures. Congress formally established daylight saving time with the Uniform Time Act of 1966. It also created time zones in the 1880s to help the railroads coordinate. Before that, time hinged on whatever locals said it was. That led to 144 distinct local times in the U.S. So lawmakers are kind of like the Time Lords from Doctor Who. For some lawmakers, time is expired for the biannual time change. That's why there's legislation to eliminate the time change. President Trump has even considered ending the time change, too. Shakespeare wrote that, quote, let every man be master of his time. But that's hard to do when Congress decides the time. And that means that despite the legislative efforts, everyone will probably have to change their clocks once again in October when we fall back. With the Speaker's Lobby, Chad Pergram, Fox News.
Cryptocurrencies have become a popular acquisition. What to know if you bought them last year? I'm Hillary Barsky with your Fox Business Tax Tip coming up.
It's the Will Cain Show. Watch it live at noon Eastern, Monday through Thursday on FoxNews.com or on the Fox News YouTube channel. And don't miss a show. Get the podcast 5 days a week at FoxNewsPodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
Cryptocurrencies are treated the same way as when you buy and sell regular stocks and have capital gains. CPA and tax attorney Alan J. Strauss.
You better be sure to disclose it on your tax return. There's a disclosure box, a yes or no answer box, requires you to let the government know that you do deal with crypto.
Record keeping is key.
You have to be able to report what you paid for it when you bought it and what you're getting for it when you are redeeming it.
You must let the government know that you deal in crypto since no one else is reporting it. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
With the Daybreak Ag Report on the Western Ag Network, I'm Wayne Nordland, and thanks for joining us here on this Wednesday morning, March 12th, 2025. Well, as we look to the latest USDA March crop production and World Ag Supply and Demand Estimates report that was released yesterday, we see that USDA's relatively uneventful report left domestic corn and soybean balance sheets and ending stocks unchanged. USDA also left production estimates from Argentina and Brazil alone and made minor revisions to the wheat balance sheet. Breaking down the numbers, corn production for the 2024-25 crop came in at 14.8 billion bushels. USDA held the national yield at 179.3 bushels per acre, with harvested acres at just under 83 million acres. Ending stocks for the 24-25 crop also coming in at 1.5 billion bushels. The farm gate price for wheat, $4.35 a bushel. As for soybean ending stocks, they were unchanged at 380 million bushels, with the national farm gate price declining 15 cents to $9.95 a bushel for soybean. While Tuesday's U.S. ending stock estimates were neutral for corn and beans, they were moderately bearish for wheat. The USDA March report raised U.S. wheat ending stocks to 819 million bushels, up from 794 million in February, while cutting exports to 835 million. The average farm gate price for wheat dropped to $5.50 a bushel. As for global wheat ending stocks, they increased to 260 million metric tons, with world production now estimated at 797 million metric tons. Russia's production saw a slight bump to 81.6 million, while Ukraine's was raised to 23.4 million. Australia seen a significant production boost to 34.1 million metric tons, with exports increasing in Australia to 26 million.
Ranchers, it's time for the Green Mountain Angus Ranch Spring Bull Sale. Friday, March 14th, 135 bulls sell at their new sale location, the Public Auction Yards in Billings, Montana. And over 100 head are bona fide heifer bulls. As always, there's a first breeding season guarantee, free delivery, volume discounts, and free wintering. Sale time is 1 o'clock, also broadcast on Frontier Live Sale. It's the Green Mountain Angus Ranch Spring Bull Sale, Friday, March 14th at Pays in Billings, Montana. For more information, visit greenmountainangus.com.
At AgWest, we know ag financing like you know that the office with the best view isn't a traditional office at all. For over a century, we've supported the people who are the heart of ag and believe you deserve a financial partner who works as hard as you do. Give us a call from your office, wherever that may be. We'd love to chat. Find us at agwestfc.com. Equal opportunity provider and employer, equal housing lender.
Returning back this morning, the government of India has announced they're extending tariff relief on U.S. yellow pea imports until May 31st of this year, providing a boost for exporters. However, a new 10% duty on lentils took effect on March 8th. In a statement from USA Pulses, they note that marketing representatives in India are reporting that the Ministry of Commerce confirmed the yellow pea extension, along with the removal of non-tariff reductions like minimum import price and port restrictions. Meanwhile, the Indian trade community is already pushing for relief from the new lentil tariff. The USA Dry Pea and Lentil Council says they will continue to monitor the situation and provide updates as they become available, especially as harvest nears in the coming months. I'm Lee Northland, Western Ag Network.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Oh, man, the funniest thing that happened yesterday. Well, first off, okay. Let's talk about tariffs. Tariff war. Boop, boop, boop. It's like the COVID-19 news coverage. I love how our buddy John Jackson always described the local media during COVID-19. He called it their daily dose of COVID fear porn. Now, there were a lot of people that called it that back then, so I don't know if John was the first that I heard it from or if it was others, but John's good to remind us of the daily COVID fear porn. And one of the queens of the COVID fear in the local media was a Missoula reporter, and now she's doing some podcast with Flip Flop Flat Top. So, yeah, big surprise there. But anyway, the daily, day after day, COVID fear porn, COVID, because they wanted to justify all the stupid lockdowns and all the stupid mandates and everything and all the stupid craziness back then. And we're seeing the tariff war fear porn on a day-to-day basis. I shared a story from the dailywire.com earlier this morning. Where did I put that screenshot of the Daily Wire headline? Oh, here it is. It's right in front of me. Of course, typical dad, typical husband. If you can't find something, it's most likely right in front of you. Canada backs down on electricity surcharge after Trump tariff threats. Canada backs down on electricity surcharge after Trump tariff threats. Oh, big surprise. Big surprise there. Maybe they should stop. Maybe the media should stop with the daily dose of tariff fear porn. You know why they're doing this? You know why they're always trying to say, what would happen if this tariff war goes into full effect? Look at what this business is going to have to do. Look at what that business is going to have to do. They are trying to undermine the president of the United States and his negotiating power. They are trying to scare the American people into backing down so that we can continue to get run over by the rest of the world. That's why they continue with this tariff fear porn. You know, when an aluminum plant in Montana was shutting down, I don't remember the day-to-day coverage of what's going to happen, where are we going to get our aluminum from, right? But now that we get our aluminum from other countries, what's going to happen? Where are we going to get our aluminum from? Maybe we start building plants in America again. You know, it's just like, God, this. Anyway, but there you go. Donald J. Trump already forced the premier of Ontario to back down. So maybe the guy who is the author of The Art of the Deal knows what he's doing, and maybe everybody should quit trying to undermine the president of the United States every step of the way, because they're not just undermining him, they're undermining you, they're undermining us, they're undermining this country. Oh, there was one other quick update that I wanted to share. But that's all right. Hey, it'll come back to me here in just a second. There's so much to talk about here this morning. Oh, yeah, Ukraine accepting the ceasefire deal. Huh. You know, after the big blow up at the White House, remember the theory that I posed on the radio here after talking with some of my very, very smart friends? Oh, don't worry. This deal is right on track. It looks like it's not on track, but it's on track. Don't you worry. Ukraine accepts the ceasefire deal yesterday. That's another big story in the news. God, it's almost like Donald Trump knows what he's doing here, huh? Almost like he knows what he's doing. But, man, that's going to be bad news for the grifters in the news and our friends on the left that want to see the war continue, that want to see the body bags continue to pile up. Donald Trump delivering peace. Oh, man, can't have that. For Pete's sake, let's go to Steve in Ballantyne on the phone line. Steve, what's going on?
Morning, Aaron.
Morning.
Oh, the vote that Schumer's got to make a big decision on the spending bill. They say that Lisa Murkowski is going to vote against it. So that means that he's got to get eight Democrats to vote. The eight Democrats are going to have to vote on by Friday on that spending bill. So it's in their hands. I think, my personal opinion, I think they're going to shut the government down, because yesterday on the radio, one of the Democrats was saying, you know, they're hitting all the little soft little areas. It's going to hurt the veterans. It's going to hurt Medicare. It's going to hurt, you know, he named off like a half a dozen things that it's going to affect. So it's a no vote. So what's your thoughts on it? I mean, they need 8 Democrats.
Yeah, I thought, you know, I think you're right. I think Democrats in Washington are going to shut down the government, or at least that's what it looks like right now. It looks like they are intent on shutting down the government. And Lisa Murkowski, I hadn't heard the news about Lisa Murkowski. I did see that Rand Paul does not want to vote for the CR. Look, nobody likes CRs, continuing resolutions, but at the end of the day, Republicans have got to, you know, they've got to get this done. And part of a broader strategy here to reduce spending. But no, I think Democrats, they are planning right now. They want to shut down the government. Remember the speaking of the liberal media and the fear porn, if the Republicans were thinking about shutting down the government, that you'd have nonstop fear porn about what a government shutdown would do to America. Even though we've been through many of them before, over a dozen of these so-called shutdowns before. But you're not seeing the liberal media fear porn over Democrats shutting down the government, are you?
So, and what gets me is, you know dang well on the news, the liberal news media, Aaron, they're going to say that it was a bipartisan deal. Even if we get one person that votes against it on our side, they are going to
that's right.
The public bipartisan agreement. You know,
or bipartisan. Opposition. Bipartisan opposition to temporary spend. No, that's a great prediction there. All right, hold that thought. Quick break.
Tackling the issues that shape our state. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, I know I should have been reading some more headlines or doing some show prep during the news break there, but coffee first. First coffee, and then we'll get to the rest of it. I did see a funny message from Tim and Savage. You know, earlier I was talking about about playing Dropkick Murphys on an iPod in Kuwait and Iraq, and you guys remember iPods? And then, you know, we were joking with our young producer, Caden, that he probably doesn't even know what an iPod is. He's like, no, my mom had one. I know what an iPod is. Tim and Savage says, iPod, I remember finally getting a Walkman and listening to my cassettes. Me too, Tim. It was one of my favorite Christmas presents. And I could kind of tell what it was under the tree because of the way it was wrapped. You could see the shape of the headphones. And you know, of course, you could feel them too, you know, when you're a kid. I can't remember what grade I was in. God, would that have been third, fourth, fifth grade? I can't remember. Yeah, my Sony Walkman with the soft, fuzzy headphones and flipping a cassette tape in there. And even better, it had an AM-FM radio on it. So I just remember sitting up late at night kind of scrolling through the AM-FM dial just to see what you would hear. And of course, you'd get those crazy Canadian programs in French and more on the High Line of Montana back in the 80s. But, yeah, and then of course, you go down to the Ben Franklin or the Woolworth store. And, you know, I'd use my newspaper money to go buy, you know, the Def Leppard cassette or, you know, Skid Row or whatever I bought back then. So and then, you know, of course, I had the little CD player eventually when those portable CD players came out eventually. And then, little throwback. What is it, Wednesday? It's not Throwback Thursday yet. So it's a looking back Wednesday thing here. Stephen Ballantyne, though, you know, he made a great point, a couple of great points here about how the Democrats want to shut down the government. Look, this is just a temporary spending bill. This is just a continuing resolution. The Democrats were fine with every continuing resolution. Oh, until now. Yeah, they would vote for every single continuing resolution until now. Yesterday, I'll just play a portion of our conversation because many of you probably heard our chat with Congressman Troy Downing. Congressman Troy Downing joined us yesterday later on in the morning. just after leaving a meeting with Vice President J.D. Vance. So the House Republican Conference, so all the Republican members of the House got to hear from Vice President J.D. Vance. And this was the readout that Congressman Downing gave us yesterday later in the morning.
You know, it's really, really important to the president that we get this CR passed. And so that's why he sent the vice president down here to talk about it. And, you know, I hate CRs just like, you know, most of your listeners hate CRs. But, you know, we inherited this from the Biden administration, from the previous administration. And this is our only chance. And this actually, it's flat funding. We actually are saving money from the 2024 spending. And it just gives that flat funding so we have some runway so that we can actually start putting together a reconciliation bill and start delivering what everybody put us in here in office to do. Everything on the Trump agenda, everything that I ran on, everything that we ran on. So it's incredibly important that we get this through so that we can start to work on that reconciliation bill and start to deal with all of our priorities. And one thing that that he emphasized, which is really important to understand, is all this, you know, incredible work that DOGE has been doing, everything that they're uncovering, everything that we're seeing, that, you know, it's even beyond, we knew it was bad, but it's beyond what any of us expected. But all of that grinds to a halt if we have a government shutdown, and we can't allow that to happen. We need to keep keep the lights on, keep, you know, looking in the corners, keep doing what they're doing, and then codify that into law. And that's exactly what we're going to get to work doing. So that was the theme of what the vice president was just talking about. And I'll tell you, at this point, you know, today, there's nothing more important to the president than getting this passed.
Yeah, I saw Stephen Miller, his deputy chief of staff, said on X, Republicans must stand united and pass the continuing resolution. It is the only way to stop a giant Christmas tree omnibus that will empower Schumer.
Absolutely.
And massively fund the radical left. Republicans must finally stick together to win. And it looks like they are sticking together. Even the Freedom Caucus now is backing this CR. Of course, President Trump has already come out in full support, saying that we've got to unite right now.
Not just the Freedom Caucus. Yeah, we've got the Freedom Caucus backing it. We've got Club for Growth backing it. We've got these, you know, traditional, you know, fiscal hawks that are actually see that this is, it's not a perfect situation, but this is what we inherited, and this is how we actually start delivering, and we're not slowing anything down by a government shutdown. So it's not going to be the Republicans that shut down the government. It's going to be the Democrats if they do that, and it's going to put everything at a halt. We're going to hang that around Chuck Schumer's neck because we need to keep moving forward on everything that DOGE is doing and everything that we promised. And then the other thing I think it's just important for folks to know, a lot of this stuff that DOGE is doing and stopping this money from getting to the end user, that money is still, you know, floating in those departments. And so we need to get this through and then get a rescission package from the president so we can start clawing that money back. It's incredibly important that we start moving forward. And so as much as we all hate CRs, including me, and there's folks in here that have never in their political career voted for a CR, they're going to support this because it's incredibly important that we start advancing this America First agenda and start delivering on the promises that we all made and that the president made to the American people.
All right. Yeah, that was part of our conversation with Congressman Troy Downing yesterday, just after that meeting with Vice President J.D. Vance and House Republican Conference members. Full audio, of course, on the Montana Talks app. Hey, normally at this time we have Montana's Speaker of the House, Brandon Lear, joining us for a weekly update. But, of course, they're on their transmittal break until Friday. So taking a break from that weekly legislative update for today. For tomorrow, though, on Thursday, during our statewide 9 o'clock hour of this show, the legislative update will continue. It'll be a nice way to, give a halftime report from Montana Senate President Matt Regeer. And then also, he's the Republican Senate President. And then also the House Minority Whip, Jonathan Carlin, with the Democrats, will join us. And because they're on transmittal break, this is going to be a great opportunity. We're going to have both of them on for the full hour Thursday, so that we can take your phone calls, because we've done quick updates with both of them before. And, you know, maybe sneak in one or two calls if it's quick, if it's a quick, good question or point, right? But now we're going to have them on for the full hour so we can get to more of your phone calls and you can interact with them. Agree, disagree, throw a good question out, you name it. So that'll be coming up Thursday in the 9 o'clock hour. But, yeah, speaking of DOGE and government waste, fraud, and abuse, the Daily Wire also had had reported, you know, a while ago how Secretary of State Marco Rubio had identified $60+ billion in waste from the State Department. And then now, of course, we've got, you know, it sounds like a deal is very much in the works now. Ukraine has accepted a ceasefire deal that was outlined by President Donald J. Trump. And now they're just waiting to see what Putin will do and what Russia will do. And, yeah, what was it? A week ago, a little over a week ago, it was a week ago Tuesday. That's when we talked about, you know, the theory that I had heard, that I think was a good one, that actually the Ukraine deal was very much on track, despite the theatrics of the White House blow up with Zelensky and crew. Here is Secretary of State Marco Rubio announcing the Ukrainians accepting that ceasefire deal.
Today we made an offer that the Ukrainians have accepted, which is to enter into a ceasefire and into immediate negotiations to end this conflict in a way that's enduring and sustainable and accounts for their interests, their security, their ability to prosper as a nation. I want to personally thank, we both want to thank the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, His Majesty, for hosting us, for making this possible. They've been instrumental in this process, and we're very grateful to them for hosting us here today. And hopefully we'll take this offer now to the Russians. And we hope that they'll say yes, to peace. The ball is now in their court. And but again, the president's objective here is, number one, above everything else, he wants the war to end. And I think today Ukraine has taken a concrete step in that regard. We hope the Russians will reciprocate.
So brilliant also that he's making that announcement from Saudi Arabia and that they've been doing these negotiations in Saudi Arabia. It's so funny because our friends on the left, they just don't get it. Or if they do get it, it's even worse. It's better off if they don't get it because then at least they mean well. But the ones who get it and know what's going on and still criticize the fact, here's why it's so brilliant, if you ask me, that they're doing these peace negotiations in Saudi Arabia. And the reason why, because I'm so sick of the left-wing media undermining the United States of America. Joe Biden, one of the worst things they did on a foreign policy front was embolden the terrorists in Tehran, Iran. This is a way to basically undermine it. This sends a powerful message to the terrorists in Tehran as well. It's not just about Ukraine, Russia. This is a 3D chess here.
Your morning cup of Sean. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
President Zelensky at the White House. It didn't go very well. I kept saying at the time, he'll be back, and Donald Trump is negotiating, that there's a three-phase process to this. One would be the rare earth mineral deal. Two would be the ceasefire. It looks like we got one side on board. Hopefully, Russia, Putin will get on board as well. That could be extended by mutual agreement of the parties. This was after an eight-hour negotiation that went on in Saudi Arabia. And this is where we are. And the statement said the U.S. will immediately lift the pause on intelligence sharing and resume security assistance to Ukraine. Both were frozen in the wake of this explosive meeting between President Zelensky and President Trump.
The conservative underground meets later today on the Sean Hannity Show.
Are you taking steps to help protect your money from the potential impact of world war? Russia and Ukraine, Israel, Gaza. We've seen threats from Iran, and now Syria has been taken over by extremists, putting the entire region at risk. The question is, how much more international conflict can we handle? And what impacts will these conflicts have on the global economy and your retirement savings? Right now, thousands of hardworking Americans are turning to precious metals like gold and silver to help them protect their hard-earned savings. You may not be able to control these global conflicts around the world, but you can control how you diversify your money. And that's where gold and silver could help. Right now, you can get a free gold and silver kit from the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. On top of that, you could get up to a 10% instant match in bonus silver for qualified accounts, but only while supplies last. So don't wait. Visit HannityGold.com or call 855-815-GOLD to get your free copy today and find out if you qualify for up to a 10% instant match in bonus silver. That's 855-815-GOLD.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. A mix of clouds and sunshine develops today with highs ranging from the upper 60s in Billings to the mid-50s in the Bozeman area. For tonight, we can expect partly to mostly cloudy skies, low temperatures from the mid-30s to around 40. And then on Thursday, with mostly cloudy skies, some rain showers move in, especially into the Bozeman vicinity. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Watch out!
The galaxy is safe once again.
In the pretend universe, kids play with pretend guns. In the real world, it's up to us to make sure they don't get their hands on a real gun. If you have a gun in the house, keep it locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. That's nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by N Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Oh, man, I was just thinking a few minutes ago as I was playing the audio of our conversation with Congressman Troy Downing about the spending bill, the CR, and more. You know, it was a week ago we were talking about President Trump's address to Congress. And what an incredible speech that was. And the antics by the Democrats. I mean, childish, pathetic, embarrassing. And that's being nice. Anyway, it's just so funny. Matt, I forget how you pronounce his last name. Matt Orfle. He's on X at Orf, O-R-F on X. Kelly in Glasgow actually sent me this a few days ago. He sent me an email. It was a townhall.com article about, here it is. Here's a 10-minute video that obliterates the liberal media's protection of Joe Biden. We know about the liberal, Matt Vespa writes this, we know about the liberal media cover-up regarding Joe Biden's mental health. It wasn't a midway through his term crisis either. On day one, his staff noticed he was losing his marbles and did whatever they could to protect this, to hide this from the public. Matt Vespa says this video by Orf on X is the quintessential video that obliterates the protection the establishment press afforded the former president. And Orf gave us the permission to share this here on the radio in Montana, on Montana Talks. Here's just part of it.
Biden's fiery State of the Union address.
I'm here tonight to show what I believe is the way forward.
He was absolutely on fire.
Joe Biden was on fire.
You were on fire.
You brought that Irish fire to me.
Fired us all up.
Biden was on fire.
At the top of his game.
He's on fire.
Smoking.
He's on fire.
Robust and clear.
Join us to light as a Toyer Beasley. Emboldening others to do what they wish. Big landlords who use antitrust law, who break antitrust laws to make sure everyone has a fair shot. RGTP is up. I believe Roe v. Wade got it right. Guarantee the right to ABF so builders can get federally financing. Federal government is over $1 trillion. $1 million. Millions of families can get they need to go to work watching auto jobs in the future to instigate the collection.
Joe Biden's fiery and energetic performance.
Fiery and energetic.
Fiery and energetic.
Energetic and fiery.
Energetic and fiery.
Fiery, energized.
That fiery energy.
Biden was energetic and fiery.
High energy and fiery.
He had that fire in the belly.
He had that fire in the belly.
Stamina and the fire in the belly.
He clearly has the stamina.
He has the stamina.
Okay, we get it. My goodness. And they wonder why nobody believes anything they say anymore. And by the way, you can take the same comments, you can take that same garbage, and you can apply it to most in the Montana media as well. The way they tried to prop up Joe Biden, the way they tried to prop up John Tester, just like the way they tried to tear down Donald Trump on a daily basis. You can see it on all these TV stations' Facebook pages. They are doing everything they can to tear down and undermine the president of the United States right now. But what they don't realize is nobody believes a word they say anymore. I'll tell you what, though. You know what you can believe because you've heard so many of our listeners who have benefited from this. You know that when we tell you that if you want to lose weight, the program that works is Billings Last Diet. The reason why you know it works is because you've seen it. You've seen Tim and Savage and the 90 pounds he lost using the remote option for Billings Last Diet. You've seen the 33 pounds I lost 7 years ago and have kept off since then because of Billings Last Diet. So not only have you heard about it from so many of our listeners that it's the program that works, you've seen it too. You don't need to just take my word for it. Take it from so many of our listeners. If you want to lose the weight, if you want to burn the fat and keep the muscle mass that truly keeps you healthy, go to BillingsLastDiet.com. They got a remote option now. So whether you're in Butte, the Flathead, or, of course, in Billings, you can see it in person. BillingsLastDiet.com or use the remote option.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
Perhaps we can't be blamed for our poor understanding of Social Security. From its inception in 1935, it's been described in terms that were consciously intended to mislead us. It was called insurance. The taxes collected to pay for it were called contributions. We didn't receive payments from the dole. They were entitlements that we earned, paid out from a trust fund. That spin no longer works. Most of us know that Social Security is a pay-as-you-go system. We're not getting paid what we put in the past. We're simply getting the tax dollars being collected from younger people and their employers today. And it does have aspects of a Ponzi scheme, where the earlier participants who are collecting now are getting a much higher return than current workers will receive. But Ponzi schemes go bust, and that is not Social Security's fate. Lower birth rates over time have effectively lowered the program's ability to fund the bigger returns that used to be funded by ever larger numbers of working-age taxpayers. That's no longer sustainable, but the program will go on. I'm Patrick Barkey.
Brought to you by the University of Montana Bureau of Business and Economic Research.